thanks.
Ears rolling Martin, folks.
From our Washington, D.C. No, you're in New York today.
In New York.
From our New York studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
What's going on, folks? Hope all is well with you. Big, big night. The first presidential debate between Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama takes place tonight in Denver. So all eyes will be on Colorado. But we have some other news that came out yesterday. No, not the stupid old videotape that Sean Hannity is so stuck on stupid on. but also the voter. I mean, that's such a laughable story. But the voter ID law in Pennsylvania. Joining us right now is Judith Brown Diana. She is the co-director of the Advancement Project. Hey, Judith, you guys have been really on top of this. And so the judge, lower court judge in Pennsylvania, and let's clear the confusion up. The judge has said the voter IDs are not required. But what's the deal that you can still, they can still ask for it, but you don't need it? I don't get that.
Yeah, I know. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, this is a little crazy, but Pennsylvania, what happened was that the judge, Advancement Project is, we represent the plaintiffs in the case, and what happened was that the judge said no IDs are required, but the poll workers can ask you for it, but you don't have to produce it, and they'll still give you a regular ballot. Now, of course, that's confusing to people. We're concerned about that confusion, but also concerned about racial profiling in the voting booth, right? Because who knows what these poll workers are going to do, in addition to which, you know, poll workers in Pennsylvania are not required to do training. So it may be all over the place, but most importantly, we need people to know this is a huge victory and that they do not have to have that photo ID.
What was the reason for the judge saying that the they can ask for your ID, but you don't have to, you don't have to show it? What was the reason for even saying that?
Yeah, it's kind of like when a club opens up, they have a soft launch, you know, for a few VIPs or something. They wanted to do a soft run on voter ID laws. They wanted to see how it would work out before they did a full launch.
Oh, okay.
Right. Just do a little soft launch only for a presidential election. No,
exactly. You know, and so the thing is that people need to know that, you know, they could ask you, but you could say, no, I don't have it, and I ain't got it, and I ain't going to have it, and give me a regular ballot.
Do they have to say it quite like that?
Yeah, because you know they will. Like, I ain't got it.
Could they perhaps that's say proper. I don't,
yeah, that's
I don't
proper.
Have
civil.
It?
They, you know, they could say, "Excuse me, but I have not received one of those yet because the state hasn't." Been
yeah,
able
you can
to
say that too.
It.
But if you say I ain't got it, I ain't gonna get it, and I give you my ballot.
And
the J. Anthony Brown types would be like, hell no, I ain't got it.
But one of the things that really needs to be stressed is they have to give you, as you said, a regular ballot, not a provisional.
Right.
You really
that's
need
right.
to make the case.
Sybil, that's an important point because we want people to make sure they get the regular ballot because we know that provisional ballots, and Advancement Project is doing a lot of studies of this, provisional ballots, while they're supposed to be a safety net, a lot of times they get thrown out. And they might even be thrown out because the poll worker made an error just in filling the thing out. And so, you know, go to that regular ballot. And if you have a problem, we tell people, you know, to call the hotlines. They can also go to www.apvote.org for more information so that they're ready to vote.
Judith, got to ask you, what do you expect to see tonight's debate between President Obama and Mitt Romney?
So I consider this to be like the Gilligan's Island debate, right? The professor versus Thurston Howell, you know?
Oh,
so
man.
I don't, Thurston. You know, because, you know, President Obama is, you know, very professorial. You know, and I think, you know, and Mitt Romney's going to be looking for the zingers, but it's going to be so canned that it's not going to be good. And I don't know that it's going to clear up anything for us about where they stand. I mean, he's going to try and get out of the 47% thing, but we know he can't wiggle out of that one. And the Etch-a-Sketch thing, he's going to say he's the grandfather of Obamacare. That's going to be interesting. So, you know, we got to look out for the inconsistencies and, you know, see where it winds up.
Tom, of course, it's the craziness in terms of what they say and do. It's so look, we'll see what happens. It's 90 minutes. To me, it's not a do or die. But of course, we'll all be watching. Judith, I certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And so, Tom, I'm going to be live. I know you're going to be on Facebook. I'll be live tweeting for Essence. I'm not on CNN tonight. not doing any of the debates. Don't ask me why. I wasn't invited. But and so it goes. You know, brother got to be invited. So I'll be on Twitter, social media.
No black moderators for the debates and very little black presence on the television shows as well?
I can't help you with that.
Who do we call? Where do we march?
Where do we march?
What do we set on fire?
You better march yourself back to bed, old man. What are you talking
about? So, you know, there you go. So I'll have it break down here tomorrow morning. But, all right. You know, there you go.